Hi, this is a dictation of Salitha Wilson, Salethawilson. Date of birth is 12/1/1976. Date of accident is 12/5/2024. And date of service 7/8/2025. The patient presents with a history of pain in the neck. Which is 5. Lower back pain is 6. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 6. No pain is reported in the right shoulder. She can move the right shoulder up to 180 degrees of abduction forward flexion, and no motor deficit is reported. The neck pain is reported radiating to the right upper part of the shoulder as just pain. Mild headaches are reported to the front of the head to the tune of 4, off and on, improving. Some dizziness is reported, blurred vision. At this time, patient reports the symptoms have been continuing but lessening. The pain in the left shoulder is 6, neck pain is 5, lower back pain is 6. No radiation of pain is reported from the cervical spine or lumbar spine to any of the upper or lower extremities. No numbness, tingling are reported. Patient do have some pain in the left ankle, which is like around 5. And right shoulder pain has improved so far. Patient is undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment on a regular basis. And so overall, the pain is between 5 and 6. ADLs are affected 6. 60% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for ADLs. For system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance plan. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 133/91, pulse 69, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will remain the same from the previous visit dated 6/24/2025, dictation number 06-0706-028. Kindly make sure that the examination for right shoulder is completely normal. The only finding are left in the left shoulder. Thank you. Diagnosis will remain the same. The plan will be to continue the physical therapy to the lower back, to the neck, to the left shoulder and left SI joint, which is positive, 3 times a week with traction massage echotherapy. Patient remains off work, ask for replacement and transportation. She is also referred to chiropractor Dr. Mustafa for further acupuncture and other modalities as required. Meds were reviewed and were found reasonable. Patient was indeed provided Xanax 0.5 milligram daily for 15 days for a panic disorder. Tylenol with codeine number 4, one pill a day for 15 days was provided for further pain relief. She will be seen in 15 days time. An MRI order has been placed for her, which she did not do, an MRI of the left shoulder and lumbar spine, where the maximum pain is. Once these are done, we'll evaluate the patient further. Thank you.